Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling and Scott Eckersley here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. As we end hour one, I want to bring in a very familiar face to those in mid-Michigan, and that is Cheryl Fritz, a longtime broadcaster, and been involved with Pass It Forward, which I guess his fourth issue was Saturday at Perspectives 2. Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
Hi, Jack. So nice to talk with you.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what you did and what your group did and saw Saturday in Lansing.
Well, we saw a lot of smiles. What we did was, and that was the fun part of it all, as you know, I grabbed my 22-year-old daughter, Kaylee, and her friend, Austin. First of all, getting them out of bed was my first big movement of the day. You've got kids that age, I know, so I know you know what that's about.
Right.
They didn't really know what they were in for, so I was excited when they were willing to just come along. When we met up at Perspective 2, we then decided to grab some flowers around the corner at a cute new flower shop in Old Town, okay, and head out to the Bickford Center, Assisted Living and Memory Center in Okemos, down the street from where I live.
Right.
And just went in and talked with some staff and said, give us a half a dozen names here of folks who might enjoy a visit and some flowers from us today. So the staff gave us some names and room numbers. We knocked on doors. We were welcomed in and chatted with the residents. We were there about an hour and a half, I guess, and met some real characters and some real fun people and made a couple of new friends.
Pass It Forward is basically what the givers choose to make it, and they can make it as large scale or small scale, as intimate as they choose, and I'm sure you got a great reaction from those at the center.
Oh, we did. The very first gal that we ran into was a woman named Tina, who told us she was going to be 100 years old in February, and this is one of our new friends, and my daughter, her friend, and a state news reporter who came along with us, Ashley, were all meeting up again in February to go back for her 100th birthday. And she was just hilarious. She was a real hoot, enjoyed our visit. I'm sure we enjoyed it more than she did, actually. But as we left, my daughter said, when I'm 99 years old, I want to be just like her. She was a very cool lady. Very cool lady.
You saw the presentations. I had to leave just as those were beginning, and all the people who came up on stage and told their stories and talked about some of the random acts of kindness that they participated in. Any stand out to you?
Well, sure. There are always some. One, there were some children. You saw some of the younger children there, and it was wonderful. They were picking up trash in a park that was near their own neighborhood. So helping others around them, that doesn't cost you a thing. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, is one of the things so important. You may hear about doing something nice for somebody and think that involves dollars. It doesn't at all. So there were children doing this just on the way home tonight. I was running a little tight getting home to make this call to you. A lot of construction between here and Ann Arbor where I was for a meeting. I let a guy in front of me. That cost me absolutely nothing. I was worried about time, but it cost me absolutely nothing. So perhaps people listening on the way home can even do something like that tonight. I got a nice smile and wave from a gentleman who thought he wasn't going to get in traffic. So it can be a lot. There was Linda White, one of the great volunteers with the organization, who you know. They had gotten some $10 Meijer gift cards and were handing them out to folks, not people who just looked like they needed it, that needed the money, but it's people who need to know somebody cares and that somebody's thinking of them today. Whether it looks like you need it or not, that's not the issue. It's just about doing something kind for somebody.
Our guest, Cheryl Fritz, a longtime area broadcaster and a participant in Pass It Forward Summer 2010. Cheryl, I'm reminded of one of my favorite ad campaigns for Liberty Mutual, and it's Responsibility, What's Your Policy? And it shows people performing acts of kindness and then how it spins off and how someone does something for someone else. I ran into my dentist, Marty Valley, out there with his wife Dawn and their three daughters, and they had just come back from doing some very nice things for a lot of people Saturday, and it was amazing to see the people, the smiles on their faces. You mentioned not just the people who were helped, but from the helpers, I'm guessing they slept very well Saturday night.
Yeah, I love that ad campaign as well. I know very well the one you're speaking of. And like I said, I guarantee you that my daughter, her friend Austin, and I had bigger smiles Saturday than the folks that we went to visit and see. We also ran some pizzas, got half a dozen pizzas and ran them down to Sparrow Emergency Room to the staff. And just walked in, the security guard said, "What are those for?" And I just said, "You know what? Every time I've needed to come here with kids or family members for something, you folks have all been here, so we just wanted to bring you a snack today." And he was a little flabbergasted. And he goes, "Well, gosh, I'll put these in the staff room." Now, you know, it doesn't have to be something like that. It's strictly that he was so stunned and so happy about it. It doesn't have to be about money. Walk your neighbor's dog.
Right.
You know, mow somebody's lawn, babysit for an hour for somebody to get out of the house. It doesn't have to be about money, and gosh, it makes you feel good. I know that you know that.
You know, we found a group that was giving out lemonade, free lemonade.
Absolutely.
And people at first are like, "Okay, what's the catch? What do you want? All right, what's in the lemonade? Well, am I going to get billed for this lemonade later?" But then it finally dawns on them. And the best part is when you can hand out that card.
Yes.
And say, "Don't pay me, pay it forward."
Exactly. I was just going to mention that. And so you've been in broadcasting a long time. You know the good lead in here. I was talking about the card. When we would do this for folks, we would give them a card that says "Pass It Forward" on it. And Bob talked to Bob Hoffman, who,
right,
of course, is the public relations manager at Wharton Center, who,
right,
started this. He had run into some folks who said, "Well, I don't need the help." And at that point, you hand them the card and said, "Good, then you're in a position to pass
there
it forward." And that's the idea as well. It's not about charity. It's about
kindness. Thanks so much, Cheryl. We appreciate it, and we'll see you at the next one.
Thanks so much, Jack.
All right, we'll be back with Hour 2 in just a moment. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.